of the CBI. Well, for anyone about to enter the jobs market, these are exceptionally difficult times. The toughest time ever, according to the General Secretary of the TUC, Brendan Barber. Tomorrow, tens of thousands of A-level students in England, Wales and Northern Ireland will get their exam results, and they'll have to make some tricky decisions about what their next step should be. Charlotte Ashton has been weighing up the options open to the class of 2012.
It's never easy to relax the day before your A-level results, but there can be few better places to come than the beach, to forget about that dreaded trip into school or college tomorrow morning, and take your mind off some of the bigger challenges that lie ahead, particularly for this year of school leavers, high youth unemployment, rising tuition fees. It's all making those big life decisions all the more tricky.
Tried not to think about it too much, but I think I've done all right.
Thinking about university after school?
I'm hoping to go to uni. Thankfully, I've got a job lately, so I'm hoping to save up from that. But I'll get a student loan and just work through it.
How about you? What's your name?
I'm Hannah, thinking about going to Edinburgh, which is really far away. I actually worry about the cost a lot. My parents are trying to help out, but we've actually got four children in my family, so I don't know how much they're going to be able to help.
The rise in tuition fees this autumn, from just over £3,000 to a maximum of £9,000 per year, has coincided with falling university applications in England. Annette Hall, head teacher at Leeds West Academy, in one of the poorest parts of the city, says the cost has made some of her sixth formers think twice, despite the fact that graduates earning less than £21,000 won't pay a penny back.
They are huge sums and it is prohibitive. It's scary for parents, but nonetheless, we can't let that fear of debt inhibit us from gaining that educational advantage. We go through phases in the economy and schools have got to kind of ride that storm. There will be opportunities in the future. And actually, if we don't make those opportunities now, then we won't impact on the wider economy. We won't have that upward trajectory that we all want to achieve.
But prospects for graduates are looking bleaker too. The number of university leavers who are unemployed or doing part-time or unpaid work has steadily increased over the past 5 years. For these trainee accountants, the maths of going to uni just didn't add up.
My name is Kate Dickman. I'm originally from Newcastle. I'm 18 years old and I've just left sixth form, so I'm waiting for my A-level results tomorrow. And this is my second day in the office today.
Kate is one of 100 school leavers on a trainee programme at accountancy firm PwC.
I didn't really want to spend all of that money on something that I wasn't 100% sure of when I would have applied to this firm after university anyway and just come in a different way.
How are you feeling about Freshers Week? Because you'll be here at your desk at 9:30, whereas all your mates will be in university towns around the country having a brilliant time.
That's true, but I guess every weekend I can afford to go visit them each in turn and go stay over, so I can do them all.
So you'll get the best of both worlds.
Yeah.
Nearly 2,500 sixth formers applied for PwC's school leaver scheme this year, five times as many as before the financial crisis in 2008. It's part of a growing trend for more in-house training among big employers, which is long overdue, according to the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. Ben Wilmot is their head of public policy.
The challenge in the UK goes beyond the current crisis. We also have an underlying structural youth unemployment rate, which was in place prior to the recession. We don't have the same number of entry-level jobs that we did for young people, say, you know, back in the 1970s. In 2011, about 3 in 10 employers had not recruited a single young person aged between 16 and 24. So I think what we need to do is really highlight the business case for investing in young people.
The Department for Business has pledged funding for so-called higher apprentices like those at PwC. And there's another route the government is tentatively encouraging school leavers to explore.
These are cufflink settings. So I've recently introduced cufflink designs to my business and they've been going really, really well. So
Maria Allen is 23 and set up her jewellery business while she was still at university, turning over £100,000 in 3 years.
We don't know how Christmas will go, but could be I'd be earning about sort of £16,000 and the higher end one could be up to £40,000 a year. So I'm really excited to be preparing for that.
Maria's an ambassador for the government's new startup loan scheme. £2,500 and a mentor for 30,000 18 to 24-year-olds who have a credible business plan. It's something Maria says would have made her think twice about university if she had her time again.
It is a risk, but then so is the loan that you'll get from university and the fees there. So I'd say, yeah, potentially the £2,500 loan that you could get from startup loans is a lot less money than 3 years at university now.
Companies House, where businesses are registered, don't break down new business founders by age. But entrepreneur Emma Jones, who's advising the government on their new young loan scheme, says it's a route more and more school leavers are choosing, thanks partly to the popularity of TV shows like The Apprentice and Dragon's Den, but also because in these straitened times, the other options open to the class of 2012 look increasingly risky.
I think it's now more risky to go into employment than it is into self-employment. So with cuts going on, you may be in work on a Friday and not in work the next Monday. Certainly, if you want to go into the professions, university has its place. But what we are seeing is an increasing number of talented, tech-savvy young people saying, actually, why do I want this when in fact I can get going, start my own business and start earning?
Back in Brighton and the beach is the perfect setting for some blue sky thinking. But for the young people nervous about tomorrow, the whole thing just feels rather daunting.
I'm George.
George, and you're waiting for A-level results?
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow the results are. I'd say this is probably the worst one to get A-level results, I think.
Waiting for those results. That report from Charlotte Ashton. Now, it's been reported in New York tonight that some people...